Reality Podcast meets Baddies East. So I've covered like this bad thing in the past. I can't call it the bad girls, right? Because it's not the bad girls. And this is the only place where you can act an ass as an adult. And hey, it's okay because you're not a bad girl. You're a baddie. Oh my gosh, isn't that something to look forward to? Not hating on the show. I'm entertaining it. You know, and I guess it's one of those things like with YouTube, you know, like there's, you know, there's people who don't really like some people's content or don't like to look at that person, but then they keep on showing up just to see if that person is still doing content, like a lot of people do me. I keep showing up just to see what they're talking about or if, you know what I'm saying? Just all kinds of dumbass fucking shit. No sob stories. You want money, you do not get nothing from me. Anyway. Because in real life, when you get to this age, the only people that you're cursing out is badass, ungrateful kids, right? I'll crack your skull! Anyway. So yeah, so they've graduated to baddies. And I mean, you know, so I would say, I don't think that any more girls should waste their time with doing the audition shows because they're not picking any of the regular people. They're just taking your money and gaining more money off of you by watching you make fools and asses of yourselves just to get on this show where they've already pre-planned all these people. There's no way that you're going to win over Sia, Natalie, Krishan Rock, even Scotland Ryan. Whose else is on here that was most roly-poly chicken snacks? What else is going on? There's other girls. We're going to see them. I'm covering the entire episode. I'm sorry, the entire season. Doesn't matter how long it takes me because it's an app and it'll probably take you longer to purchase it. Okay. Sia's in the building.
Fine as fuck. My name is Sia. You might know me from Sister the Hip Hop, The Purge. I'm not a fan of the word dyke. I'm just happy to be a masculine presenting woman on the show for the first time. I've been in the industry 30 years. I've been doing music since I was 6. Anytime I've ever hit the road or done tours, I've always been a girl.
Here's when I'm going to remind you that the truth can never be a diss. So, okay. I am getting a little bit fed up with all of the name changing and sort of things like that. And it's times like this where I'm glad that I'm so displaced from that bullshit because the only time you'll hear terms like fish and cis and all that dumbass motherfucking shit is if you're a part of that and you're making yourself a part of that. And I'm not. I'm a woman. I'm a Native American woman. Should you ever call me anything else, you'll never get an answer. Okay, so here we go. So this is where you will just never, what the fuck is wrong with a person who cannot feel comfortable in their own skin? So it wasn't enough for you to feel singled out. Now I'm specifically speaking for Sia and anyone who feels like Sia feels when it pertains to what I'm talking about right now. Why is it wasn't enough for you to be singled out as a lesbian? As a dyke? You don't like the word dyke? Okay, lesbian. What the fuck is wrong with lesbian? I actually think lesbian is a very nice word. I mean, where else do you get to put SB together? I don't know. Lesbian, like thespian. But it's only those two things. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. There's nothing wrong with the way it even rolls off the tongue. But that wasn't enough because you felt like even in that little box, no one could understand you because, oh, you still are taking dick. So you didn't want to get in trouble with, like, you know, the people that you're sleeping with or whatever. Or you don't want to be looked at as this, like, a fake-ass lesbian because you're taking dick. Because I know lesbians get really, really mad when they get cheated on. You know, they're with a woman and then she goes out and gets dick. It's like, oh, you fucking bitch. You know what I'm saying? Ugh. So it's just like, girl, you're not a lesbo. I don't know if it's okay for me to say that. Sorry. Lo siento, po favor. You're not a lesbian. You are a masculine presented woman. So you just take dick. So then you're bi. Oh, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? I think that at some point we're going to have to face the fact that a lot of people are choosing, and this is why it's not okay for children to do this, because children haven't grown mentally, spiritually, or emotionally to even capture feelings in friendship relationships because they are not cultivated as who they are in themselves. They have to take all the information in and grow to maturity, darling, and then make the decisions and steps moving forward for more than one reason. Number one, your body can't handle it. You can't ever grow into a boy. You're a boy, you must grow into a man. Science is only made as though that you can change. And only, but so much. Moving forward, darling. So I just don't understand. I don't understand because it's like you really just don't want to fit in anywhere. That's the thing. You want to feel like you're so special. You're such an individual. Well, a lot of people feel like that. And they don't try to put themselves in other boxes or make other lanes. You know how you make another lane for yourself? You just kind of fucking do it. But when you make another lane, what you don't do is say, this is lane 5 and that's me and I'm in it. And anybody, get the fuck out of here. Literally. Okay. Enough of that. Sia, you're too old for that shit. And remember, the truth can never be this. Guys, weren't you so waiting for all of this? I know. Well, like, I didn't know because I just thought, okay, so basically I should have just left Celebrity Digest Weekly with celebrities there. And I can just, like, kind of talk about them if, it, like, it's, like, a big thing that's come up that they've done and, like, a lot of people care about it. Then I can, like, maybe give, like, my stuff. But I'm not really interested in doing, like, the research on that shit and what are they doing and talking. I don't give a fuck about that. It's probably why you guys didn't either. And then I'm just a big runner, right? Because I'm literally a few hours away from being monetized on Princess Lightfoot. So it would be so cool of me to go over there and put all my energy into all of that over there. It would be smarter. But honestly, I think that I have a fear of success. There you go.
How the fuck do y'all feel?
Okay. I was supposed to play that after each clip. Okay. So basically, I came up with this. This is so cool. Okay, first of all, I went to a soul food restaurant today. And it's the first time that I went to a soul food restaurant. And I'm talking about probably a year or more, right? And I'm talking about like, it's been more than that far as the one, like, far as like, you know what I'm saying? Down hometown and the silly shitty spaghetti. Okay. So, I went down there, chill, and I got me some, first of all, y'all, hold up, my girl about to set it off. So, I went down there, and I got some collard greens, some sweet potatoes, some spicy chicken, some butterfly shrimp, macaroni and cheese, cheesecake, and double chocolate cake. And a half and half. I would have got the true mix, but I had already got that yesterday. Now, that's the problem. Because I went down there yesterday, and I got me 2 spicy chickens. And it's always been weird set, but I ain't never go around the corners. So then I was like, all right, I'm going to go and get me some. I'm going to go back, because that spicy chicken was good. Knowing that I eat Indian food. Or all kinds of Indian food. All types of Caribbean food. I'm Nepalese, Afghani. Okay. Because I'm a Native American. So I got to eat everybody else other fucking motherfucking evil. But anyway, yo. So what I'm going to say is, first of all, that's the problem. The chicken was so good, but it was so, I was like, this. It just dawned on me. It dawned on me today when I didn't get the triple mix and I got the half and half. It was so, and the triple mix was sweet too, but then I got the half and half. And I was like, oh my God, this is so sweet. This almost hurt my teeth. This is so sweet. And I looked around and I was like, oh my God, that's why the chicken is so salty. So it can rear end the motherfucking, The half and half is so sugary, so it can rear end the salty chicken. They work together. This is bullshit. And I knew it was bullshit when I was in there, yo. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not coming back here for a long ass time. Like, you can't eat this all the time. Then I was looking at the niggas outside, you know, that was loitering and shit. And I was like, you know, they is running in here eating this food every motherfucking day because they just right there doing shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh my gosh, yo. So, yo. So, then why I eat that food, okay? Everything with the cheesecake and the chocolate cake, I ain't eat that yet. I literally just got this food, okay? Everything except for the cheesecake, I ain't eat that yet. Chocolate cake. So, then I sit up there. And my stomach is big as a bitch. It's a fucking basketball. My stomach is not like that. My stomach is literally flat, y'all. This is a mess. This is a whole mess. And then I just realized, why is I even on StreamYard doing this if it's going to be a video? I should have just put this on. It is what the same. So yeah, Sia on here. And basically, I already told you.
How the fuck do y'all feel?
I wanted to talk about Natalie ass, because I think she had surgery, y'all. I really did. Momento, por favor. Camila is also on the show this season. I'm Roll Vicky. So it's just like Stunner Girl came back. So it's just like more and more reasons for you to understand that you're actually going to, like, you're gonna have no place on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to audition each time for your literal health and nothing else. Like, Camila has children, Natalie has children, and I get the whole, you know, you're a bad girl for life thing, but you're not girls. So, like I said, that's a bad E. And it's just, I don't think it looks good. I don't think it looks good. Like, at some point in life, when are we really going to get real? You know what I'm saying? Like, is this how women are moving on in their 30s and 40s? You're not showing any of your 40-year-old struggles. Because, Natalie, I'm pretty sure you're in your 40s. Don't ask me how I know, but I'm pretty sure of it. You're not displaying any, like how about the shit that we go through in the school system? The school system with our kids? Because I don't give a damn how much money you have. Even in your private schools, I'm pretty sure that you go through some bullshit, right? So it's just, I don't know. Just leave it to the girls, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you're going to be there with girls that are half your age. Like, whoa, Vicky is not in her 30s or her 40s. you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Will Vicky and Boopin. Okay, so Will Vicky is on here. I guess, so that's a whole nother, the hell's going on there. Then you've got, so those are all the girls. I mean, there's like tons of them. They're all over the thumbnail. I got it up there. But you know, I can't promise that I'll be taking, I can't promise that I'll be, you know, going person for person. I'm tired. I'm simply sharing because I was, whoa, I didn't see this one. Damn it. They let them box it out, huh? So that looks like that must be the new episode. So first of all, I guess I better go back and watch that. So first of all, I didn't see any of that yet. I only saw the beginning with the girls, the new girls. Like, see this girl here? I don't know who she is at all, but she's like some Instagram character. She's really, really fake, and I don't like the way she speaks, and I don't believe she likes melanated women. Most women who are like this and in the limelight, Instagram model types, don't really like melanated women. And so many melanated women hate on one another, so they just kind of, we're the leaders and they follow the example, and it's disgusting. That's why I said it's about time to set a new example, damn it, man. But you know, I watch still now, definitely, because I'm going to fucking share all my thoughts about this shit, and I've been watching for years, like the Bad Girls Club, and I just saw this as such a cool thing. Like, I was just like living vicariously through them, like, you know, drinking and watching the show, like, oh my god, yeah, bitch, I saw you shit in the pool. Like, the Bad Girls Club was everything, especially when the one girl was on there that had the little two-tone white girl. She was everything. Yeah, the Bad Girls Club was the shit. You know,
that was in this house. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind, y'all. Where's the box?
I'm done.
You think I'm done?
I'm saying, I get no sleep. Y'all get no sleep because of me.
Because of y'all.
Y'all ain't getting no sleep because of y'all. Y'all ain't getting no sleep because of me. You know when she had the motherfucking pan and everything. Tanisha.
Yes.
Bad Girls was the trip. And it's just like she the only one that ain't grow up. I just feel like at this point, Rock need to be in the middle. Natalie need to be gone. Girl, bye. Oh, you got your $1 million check, Natalie. You got to move on. Like, you have plateaued. If it comes to this, you are the baddest bitch. Okay? Yeah, so then they got this other little new skinny face girl. She, Anna Mock. Anna, you know what? I am glad that we is going to go through this person for person because I was kind of, like, pissed off. I wasn't turned on by Anna Mock because, like, you see how, and I'm only saying because, you know, I don't, at the end of the day, motherfuckers might be like, bitch, you're a motherfucking hypocrite and something or whatever, but I don't really give a fuck. I don't really fuck about what you say about me because I'm actually confident in myself, girl. Bye. Okay. It's motherfucking hoes that look like this done paid money, bitch. They done paid money. Cardi paid a whole, she done paid Effa, that whole face that look like Nicki Minaj. She okay, and I just woke up like this. Ain't no surgeries, honey. None at all. Okay? Don't get mad because makeup can do it for me, but it ain't done did it for you, boo. Uh-huh. Same. But no, yo, for real. At the end of the day, I could be happy about myself if the fuck I want to be. And it's so because there's so many motherfuckers that ain't. So I better be. So wait a minute. Anna Mock. So here's my problem. Look at this. Here's my problem with Anna Mock. You see this? They go like that because you'll never want to drip your skin down. It match. It match, boo. Okay? It matches. On the mock face is looking like a green color. And then and it's like a light, like white, like green. Like she wears her makeup. And I just wanted to show y'all that because ain't no bitch going to be like, bitch, you like this, that, and the third. Horror. I'm two-tone. And even all of that shit is a merch. So chill. Look at this. On the mock, her face is green and her arms is orange. What is going on? Like, girl, let's get a better. I'm looking like Krishan looking to the side of that way. Beach. So, wait a minute. Tekashi looked like somebody, Mother Ray whipped somebody's ass. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, y'all so grown. Look what they tried it in. Natalie, you look a fucking mess in the front like this. She looked like a whole mess. Look at this shit. The lights, it looked like something ready to bust out the middle of that hole right there. This don't look a mess. This a fucking mess. It's too many of y'all. What y'all thought y'all was doing? A pyramid, diamond shit? As soon as you get all back here, there's all nobodies. So all y'all should feel like a bunch of nobodies all through the back row. I'm not saying that y'all nobodies, but y'all basically, Zeus said that y'all fucking nobodies because y'all all way there in the back. Bitch, if I were you, Sakashi, you supposed to have been right here next to motherfucking your sister. Who the fuck? Fuck Sukihana. She has less to do with the show than you do because that's your motherfucking sister. And Krishan, it wouldn't be no show if she wasn't the fuck there because anybody going to keep on watching something busting out that hole. Then nobody want to see all of that. Chair. I thought this was Lucky. Like, Lucky, you was on the wrong picture. Did y'all just throw Lucky up here for some reason? I ain't got time. So basically, if it wasn't no, it was, it's too many bitches. Y'all wanted to put these hoes in there because they've been on TV before, but we don't even know who the fuck she is. So Tekashi could at least sit right here because we don't know who she is. Why would you put Camilla all the way back there? Camilla should have been right behind Natalie. It shouldn't have been a fucking diamond or pyramid, whatever y'all try to do. I got it. Y'all see what the fuck I did, right? Chill. Y'all is a mess. Y'all is a cold-blooded fucking mess and a nuisance. So, on the Mac has a... Wait a minute, what's going on? What? Shall we buy that guy, Bobby? What's he feeling? Was she 18? Wow. That's terrible. She just looked too young to be that period, so I'm not impressed. You would have on a hat that looked like it got two penises on the side, because you ain't got one in the middle to get shit done with. Goodbye. And Sakashi, why'd you hang all over the chair like that's a nigga? It's just some dude energy, bitch. It ain't the same thing. Bye. See, I ain't with all that. I ain't with all that because you could wear all the clothes and all that shit, but your back is not broad. It's not strong. I can't touch your shoulders. Like, ooh. You know, none of that can pick me up. Little weak arms. Bony and thin, soft bones, like a woman supposed to be, child. No, I don't want to feel it. Sorry, boo. So, yeah, then we got Scotland Ryan. I feel like Natalie has had surgery, y'all. Did you notice how Natalie looked this season? Wait a minute. Natalie looks like a whole nother person. She looked like a whole nother person.
How the fuck do y'all feel?
Basically, I feel like it's some bullshit. And I'm just like, Natalie Scraddily, like, girl. Why would you wait? I guess you say, I'm old enough to get the surgery. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fully matured. Nothing is getting better. I can't hurt nothing. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's why she feel like that. Chill. She might feel like that. So look at this right here, y'all. Let me get the fuck up off of here. Checking it out. Wait a minute, bitch. Wait. We're just turning the pages too fast. Okay. So wait a minute, y'all. Look at this. Look at her nose. I mean, so look. Check this out. This was taken. And I don't know what that sign say over there. I think it's messed it up. But it's in 2023, I think, this picture. Let me see how it's going over here. Girl, hurry up. We was running out of free source facing stream, y'all. The Ferk. So basically, this was July 2023. She didn't have the surgery yet. Did you see, yo? I think she might have did something to the nose, but I'm not really sure. All right, bam. See? She did have the surgery. She did already. So she must have had several over the years. So look at this, y'all. This is Natalie in... Wait a minute. This is Natalie in, I don't know, but it was years ago when the Bad Girls Club had first came out. Look at that nose. She's a fully grown girl, though. She's like 21. Look at that nose. Look at them lips. Look at them cheeks. That was like her heightest of heights. Like, they thought, like, she was the everything, right? And then she thought she was the everything. Chill. Now here's we years later. Wait a minute. I don't know what this date is, but it don't matter. It's some years later. Do you see the difference in her nose, yo? And the lips, yo? I'm not sure, but I don't know about this. But this is, look. This right here. She definitely has some surgery over the years. She definitely has some surgery over the years. I don't go fuck what nobody say, yo. She has surgery. And most recently, Natalie did something to her lip. Ooh, look at this mess. Why does she always gotta look like the... She always look like the guy from... She always look like Jigsaw when she don't got her wig on. She look just like Jigsaw. This girl was sent here to fight Sakashi. She was sent there to specifically have Natalie's back and get her in case she did anything to Natalie. That's the only reason. That's why she's there. Because she's a fucking nobody. And she's there to fight Sakashi. Sakashi going to beat the shit out of that girl. If she got to. She's going to lay the biggest hand on her. Natalie, you going to manipulate yourself into a hole you can't get the fuck out of. I don't care about some stupid shit like this. Y'all, if y'all play this game, y'all got problems. Now look at this. Why does she always look like... Look at her. She look just like the man from what you call him, yo. This is the guy, yo. But like, yeah, y'all. This is the guy. She looks like the guy from Jigsaw. And her lips is different. Like, this time everything is this. It is not. Natalie is so fake, yo. She's so fake. Natalie gaslights you. She gets loud. She makes up shit. And then she say, we can just be cool. We need to just be cool and just hash this shit out. We don't really need to do all this. Look at this. Look at that. Look at her lips. Look, she got lip injections, y'all. She got lip injections all the way around. And I think it wasn't enough. I think she got tired of contouring her nose, y'all. And I think she did something permanently to her nose. Like, this looks crazy. Like, you look like Jigsaw. This is creepy, girl. I don't like this. I don't like this. I like Natalie without makeup on. She looked better without makeup. Because more of her natural skin is in there. This green stuff is a mess.
That is
not all, bitch. You talk shit every fucking day.
No, you talk shit. You talk shit about my baby.
That ain't even in my character.
Bitch, please.
That's not even in my character.
How the fuck do y'all feel?
She looked like a white man. Natalie looks like a white man. Ooh. Ooh, Cher. May the aging angels bless you. So this Stunner Girl. You know I'm a Stunner Girl, but I think it's Stunner Girl. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this Stunner Girl. She looking good to Pelo. To Azul Pelo is my bonita. Okay. Got it fine, too. I don't like how she talked about Nicki and the Barbies. Unacceptable. I love you. Hashtag Boris and Nicki Minaj. Don't nobody give a fuck about what you said, Mariah Lynn. So then she starts getting on here. She's fighting some girl. Oh, God. She look a fucking mess. One eyelash on, my eyelash off. Why? It's just like every part. What, girl? Why? So Mariah Lynn is just here. She's fighting some hoe. Thank God it ain't Will Vicky. Speaking of God and Will Vicky. So, well, Vicky is now dating Boot Gang. I seen, well, Vicky, and she was saying something about Boot Gang. And I said, well, what did ever happen? So, Wayne Mitchell, about Mariah Lynn being on the show.
How the fuck do y'all feel?
Yeah, so I just feel like it's worthless, Mariah Lynn being on the show. I think it's absolutely worthless. You know, because you just like, okay, whatever person we can get. Oh, but I seen that Mariah and I have a bunch of Instagram followers. So like I said, they just want to get people who already got a following opposed to the other way around. What the network's been doing is like they give you a following but give you a little bit of money. It's just like, we'll give you a lot of more money and you bring us a following. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. It works out for everybody and it's time to fucking feel. I mean, you know, Krishan in the show, you know, I already know. You better check me out on Princess Lightfoot, and you already know everything I feel about that girl. You know, nobody's perfect, but, you know, she just got a special place in my heart. What the fuck? It's just the way it is. Give a fuck. So, yeah, yo. And this hoe is there just to fight Tekashi, like I said. And this girl is fake as shit. So, this girl is fake. She's like one of the people that just ride the culture. Like, yes, I'm a copy off the hair. I'm a copy off the nails. I'm a copy off the eyelashes. Girl, I might even use some of your slang, girl. And, you know, I like, all over that black pink, girl. That mean, lean, colorful. Okay. Eggplant. Whatever. But you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't want to say... Well, I guess I say melanated D, okay? Because, you know, we not, I don't call us black over here, child. So that's just what it is. But, yeah, so she's giving one of those hoes. And that's just what it's about. And I'm not impressed with her. So Natalie, I feel like, had surgery. And it's another person on here. Sakashi. I like Sakashi. I feel like. Wow, she said, Krishan said, Lord knows I wanted to be someone else's baby. Why would I want you to be the father after everything? Exposure Krishan Jr. penis was it for me, Jonathan. So you now you trolling with my ex because you embarrassed. You rather just lie and say it's somebody else's baby. Shake my head. That's a freaking mess. So that was a week ago. But that's a whole nother trailer drama. You can check out Princess Lightfoot for that. Yeah. And basically anywhere on YouTube now, girl, child, everybody talk about it. So yeah, y'all, basically it's just a mess. I'm gonna be watching it. Ain't nothing really happening. Everybody's fighting for no reason. Sky is so pretty. I feel like I was about to say something and I totally forgot. Sky is so pretty. Sky done got her a new booty cat, a new body, new teeth. Like, girl, Sky should have just changed her whole fucking name. Okay, and just changed the whole fucking name because you're not Sky. You're not Sky anymore. But oh, well, Vicky. That's what I wanted to hear the fucking say. All right, y'all. So, wait a minute. Boot Gang.
So, chill. I was wondering what the fuck ever happened to Boot Gang. So, if you notice. You know, Vicky is talking like, you know. Well, Vicky is like into religion and stuff now like that. But, you know. They go wherever the ping follow. They follow the ping, basically is what I'm saying. So Boot Gang basically went into this, he went off into this whole, like he decided to go all like, you know, not religious, you know, because people say they're religious because they don't want to say whether or not they're Christians and stuff like that. But he went Christian. He went Christian on these hoes. He went all Christian on these hoes. So basically, rapper and prankster Boot Gang got religious and disappeared from social media and took Lil Vicky with him. Boot Gang is no longer pranking people online, and some fans are wondering what happened to the former Vine star. Remember Vine? I need to go see what's up with Vine. That led to his disappearance. And this is September 21st. I mean, September 2021. Although it is no longer with us, Vine... Oh my gosh, for real? Answer my question real fast. And its many stars are still fondly remembered. The platform launched a number of social media stars and it's had a lasting legacy on the kind of humor that's popular on the internet. One of Vine stars, Boot Gang, has been absent from the internet more recently and many of his biggest fans want to know what happened to him. What happened to Boot Gang? Boot Gang, whose real name is John Robert Hill, was initially popular on Vine. Thanks. Okay, stop. We'll fuck about that. Right.
Are you going to sit down? Man, so John, what this is, like I said, it's an outward expression of a decision that you've already made on the inside. So you go down, all the days pass. Wait, it's symbolic of that. You come up, all things new. You ready?
Oh, so that's him getting baptized, y'all.
John, we baptized you right now.
I already said they're supposed to push you down. They talking to him like, yeah, put this up.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Yes, sir.
It wasn't like that for me.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah, it wasn't like that for me, y'all.
Thank you.
Look how fast it was. I can't even wind the bubbles down. Look. Yo. Yo. When I was down at this part right here, y'all, and we walked down into the pool. I didn't get no cough in the water. We walked down into the pool and the water was so cold. And the closer I came to the center of that pool, the more and more realer it became. And I didn't know what was becoming so real, but. And I was drunk. I actually had a hangover. A real sinner. I had a hangover in the church that morning. And I was so silly and so incensed. And I was taking it all for a joke until my first foot hit the water and things started to get really, really serious. And I walked even further and it's coming over me now, but I'm still being an asshole. I say, ooh, you feel that? You know, and then some people are looking at me like, you know, they're also smiling. And some people like got poor thing in their eyes or something. Some people like, So, okay, you gonna get it. You know, it just, so, when I got to the middle, I was afraid. And he spoke to me and he put his hand on my head. And when he put me down like this, I felt like I was under there for eternity. I felt like my whole life had flashed before my eyes. And when I got up, it was like, and I was just shaking and crying and shaking. And I felt so ashamed and I felt so naked and I felt so ashamed and I felt so, oh my God. I felt like the filthy rag man. And I could only, ever since that day, look forward to being cleansed of all sin, worthy enough to serve God in the kingdom of heaven for all time. Being baptized was the greatest day of my life on this earth. It was the greatest day. It was the most I had ever changed in my life. It was the most humbling experience. So I know that this was really, you know, I don't know, seeing him and he just get up. I don't know, thinking. And he just got up like, ain't shit done went down like all that. But it's different for everybody. And he might experience it later. Look, he like he got the weight off his back. He do look different walking down the steps. Oh, he did look different walking down the steps. He sure did.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, man. Y'all see me out here smoking a little blunt. I know I just want to be open and share everything that I do. You know. And yes, I know
that's what why
scriptures say about being sober-minded.
Okay, and it's fine, because guess what? That weed don't get us high. And it don't get me high no more, and I'm always sober. It's so merch. It's so merch that it doesn't matter what I do. I'm going to be sober. I didn't smoke myself into sobriety. I didn't smoke so much prit that it's only going to make me more sober. I didn't smoke myself into sobriety. You can do that, because people say if you smoke a bunch of weed, you're going to get fat. So I probably have smoked myself into sobriety and in good health. Okay. Moving fucking forward. So yeah, be sober. Some people can't smoke weed and still think sober, but for some of us motherfuckers, it just kind of, you know what I'm saying? It just kind of like oils them wheels up in there. So anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh yeah, so I am a fucking big ass cry baby. And so literally on my little avatar, that is a tear in my fucking eye. That was caught in the picture that you don't even notice until I have fucking cartooned the picture. Can you believe that shit? 1 Peter 1:13,
1 Peter 4:7.
That's how you know you crying all the time.
I already know what scriptures say. But let me tell you the definition of being sober-minded.
Right.
Someone who is serious and sensible, a person who is studious and logical. Now,
yes,
I'm
baby.
All for those things, even with smoking a little blunt.
Yes, studious and logical. Thank you, boo. Woo! Hey! Get him! You already know what to do. You already know what to do. So you already know Boot Gang about to be on some shit. Boot Gang is about to be on some shit, honey. And we is here for a Boot Gang. Sure. I want to thank you guys for joining me. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Leave your comments below, chat, about what you really think is going on. Who you really want to see when the Bad Girls Club? I mean, first of all, I feel as though we need to change the name. It shouldn't be Baddies Anything. You know, it shouldn't be Baddies Anything. Just let that go. But I guess they wanted to have some type of correlation to the Bad Girls Club. You need to talk to Oxygen and just ask if you can bring the Bad Girls Club back, or you can do Bad La Nina. I don't know. Child, but you're gonna have to do something, because I'm just like, there's grown women walking around. So change the dynamic to as though what we're watching them do, you know what I'm saying? Because like, other than that, it's a shit show and it's a sham because you just have all these women that's auditioning that's never going to be on a motherfucker show just so you can put these already popular hoes on here. Like, you're trying to create another making of the band or something. Like, I don't really understand. It's just too many things going on at once and not enough. But I'm going to be back as soon as I can. I try to do weekly uploads, y'all, but I do have another channel. Please check out Princess Lightfoot. We will be going live on Princess Lightfoot. Thank you for entertaining me. Thank you for allowing me to entertain you. And vice versa. All right, y'all. Natalie.
How the fuck do y'all feel?
So, I'm here for it.